If you'll turn there, Matthew chapter number 5, and we're still in the Beatitudes tonight. The Beatitudes is nothing more than the attitudes of a believer, the way a believer's attitude should be. You'll notice tonight on the paper that I've given you, the blessed are the merciful. So tonight we're going to talk about those that are merciful or those that show mercy. So tonight, if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. We'll be in Matthew chapter number 5. We're going to begin reading in verse number 7, but we're going to look at the Beatitude in verse number 7. The Bible says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Father, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you tonight. Lord, we come in tonight, Lord God, and I pray tonight not out of selfishness, but just out of my own desire tonight, Lord God, that you would just continue to save folks around here, Father, that they'd still people keep still following you, Father, and come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray that tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray tonight that you be with all the prayer requests that was mentioned tonight. Reese, Lord God, tonight, the young man that had the wreck on his motorcycle, Lord, I pray that you touch him tonight. Lord, that they need a touch tonight, Father, in a mighty way. Lord, I pray you'd reach down there, touch them as only you can. Lord, I pray tonight for all the ones that's mentioned tonight, Lord, and lift up names tonight all over this room. Lord, I pray you'd touch. Lord, I pray you'd heal. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you'd just touch somebody real good tonight. Father, I thank you for the Beatitudes tonight. I thank you that we get to study this word tonight. I thank you that we get to come to your house. I thank you for what you do in this local body. Lord, I pray you bless tonight. Watch over us. Keep us safe. Keep us out of harm's way. We ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about blessed are the merciful, or blessed are those that show mercy. The key verse tonight, we've been doing this for 19 weeks now, and the key verse tonight to memorize is Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 7. And the Bible says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." The fifth beatitude that Jesus spoke to his disciples is on mercy. Did you know that tonight? The fifth. The number 5 means grace, and it shows that grace tonight. But the fifth beatitude that Jesus spoke to his disciples is on mercy. Tonight I say to you, mercy is this. Mercy is kindness, compassion, or forgiveness tonight. And mercy is exactly what Jesus has showed to each person in this room tonight. Each person in this room that is born again by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, he has showed you mercy, he has showed you grace, he has showed you compassion, he has showed you love, he has showed you kindness tonight. Romans 5:8 says, But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Folks, we have been given mercy, and that's exactly what we need to give as well. So tonight, let's look at mercy tonight. I want to look at a few things tonight about mercy and what we should give out as mercy and what mercy is tonight. But number one tonight, I want to look at that mercy is obtainable for a believer. A mercy can be obtained in a believer's life. He says here in verse number 7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." If you want mercy in your life tonight, you must give mercy out. The mercy that you give out will come back to you tonight. And I say tonight, I wrote a few things down as I studied this and I thought about it tonight. Mercy is obtainable for a believer tonight. Every believer, mercy is obtainable tonight. Hey, can I say to you, it's also affordable tonight. You don't have to worry about not being able to purchase it tonight. When you get saved, mercy comes along with it. And tonight, mercy is free. I wrote this down. It won't cost you a thing to show someone a little mercy tonight. It won't cost you a thing to show somebody a little grace tonight. It won't cost you a thing to show somebody a little compassion tonight. And tonight as we look at that, mercy is obtainable, number one, because it's free. Number two, mercy can be found tonight. You say, "Preacher, I need mercy." in my life. I got things going on and I need some mercy. I need some grace. I need some compassion. I need some kindness tonight. I wrote on your papers tonight in Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 16, the Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." And we come to that throne of grace. We come boldly. You say, "Preacher, what does that mean?" As a child of God tonight, washed in the blood of Jesus, you have the right through the blood of Jesus Christ to come boldly to the throne of grace. You can come boldly before God tonight and forgive Him your petition tonight and ask Him to help you. He said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." You say, "Preacher, where am I going to find that mercy? Where am I going to find that in my life?" You're going to find it at the throne room of grace. Amen? That's where you can find that mercy tonight. That's where you can find that love and that compassion that we need in our life. I see mercy's free. I see mercy can be found, but I also see mercy will follow a believer tonight. And tonight in your life and in my life, mercy should be an attribute that comes out from inside of me out to somebody. And you say, "How is that, preacher?" In the 23rd Psalm tonight, do you remember what the psalmist said? He said in Psalm 23 and verse number 6, not only mercy is free and it can be found, but mercy can be followed. You ought to be able to trace mercy in your life. You ought to be able to trace mercy in what God's done for you and how good He's been to you and how He showed you kindness and how He has showed you compassion. You ought to be able to put your finger on it and trace it. You say, "Why, preacher?" Because the Bible says in Psalm 23 and verse number 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. As a child of God tonight, goodness and mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. It should follow you everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, you ought to be shining the goodness of God and His mercy and His grace. He says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You say, "Where do I find grace and mercy?" Number one, you'll be able to find it at the throne room of grace. But number two, you ought to be able to find it at the house of God. Amen? If there's one place that you ought to be able to find grace besides the throne room of grace, you ought to be able to find grace and mercy at the house of God. When we come in here, we find that mercy and that grace, and it's in all of our lives tonight. I see that mercy is obtainable for a believer. We see that there in the text. But I also see that mercy is an original for a believer. So tonight, if you're born again, you've got mercy in your life. Mercy lives inside of you. Mercy and grace and goodness and compassion, it lives inside of you. And you say, "Preacher, I don't have a lot of mercy for people that do me wrong. I don't have a lot of mercy for somebody that does me any old way." Folks, tonight, can I say to you, what have you done if you do good to those that do you good? We're supposed to do good to those that do us evil, is what the Bible says. But tonight I wrote this down. Mercy is an original for a believer. Not only is it obtainable, you can receive it in your life, but it's an original. It is something in your life that ought to stick out. I'm talking about like a diamond. I'm talking about it ought to stick out in your life. And I wrote this down. I know it's hard to show mercy when you've been done wrong. It's hard to show mercy when you've been done wrong. It is very hard to show mercy and grace and love and compassion. It is hard to do that. It is hard to do that. I know it is. You say, "Preacher, how do you know?" Because I've been there. But I've also been on the side where I've done somebody wrong. And when I go to them, I want them to show me mercy. I want them to show me grace. I want them to show me compassion. I want them to show me that. I was just talking to the young men over there at the eating table, and I was talking to Brother Brian and them over there, and I was talking about a policeman in this town that we live in. Man, I left one day, and I had Ryder in the car, and I come down County Road 16, and I didn't put him in his car seat. I put him in the front of the car and just put a seatbelt around him. And man, when I grew up, we didn't have seatbelts. We rode in the back of the truck. Can I get an amen? And man, I come across them hills, and I come over here and did something I was supposed to do, and I got going back. I wasn't paying a bit of attention, and I fell off Liberty Hill. You don't know, may not know where it is, but it's right over yonder. And I fell off Liberty Hill, and I was running 70 in a 40, 75 in a 40. Man, he blue lighted me. He knew who I was. He come walking up to Brandy's vehicle. I was in her car. He come walking up to me. He's like, "Brother BJ, what are you doing speeding?" And when he looked in the car, son, his whole demeanor changed. He started slapping the side of the car and just spitting and carrying on, and he said, "Are you stupid?" I said, "Yes, sir, I sure am." I knew what he was talking about. I knew I was guilty, Brother OJ. I knew I was fixing to be hung. I knew better than having him not in that car. I knew better, but I was just taking a chance. And man, he was having a fit. He grabbed my license, back to the car he went, almost opened his door. He come back up there. He said, "You know, this is a reckless endangerment. You could hurt that kid." He said, "I can take you to jail right now. You was way over the speed limit. You didn't have the kid in the car seat." I was thinking, you ain't got to worry about it. My wife fixing to skin my hide when I get home. Because every church member we had was going by us. They were honking when they was going by. And all they was doing was throwing fuel on the fire. Can I get an amen? Man, I'm telling you, when I was sitting in that car, you say, preacher, how big and bad was you? Man, I was wanting mercy. I was wanting grace. He come back to the car again. He said, you got CDLs. You'll lose your CD. He just kept on telling me everything. He said, I'll be right back. He walked back to the car. 30 minutes later, he come back to the fire, and he just threw my license in the car. He said, let me tell you what we're going to do. I thought, oh, Lord Jesus, don't tell me I got to call my wife right now. I'm wanting mercy. I'm wanting grace. See, you don't know you want mercy and grace till you need it. When I left this church, I wasn't worried about mercy. I wasn't worried about grace. But when I fell off Liberty Hill over yonder, I'm telling you what, I knew I needed some mercy. I knew I needed some grace. He said, here's what we're going to do. And I said, yes, sir. Was you a smart aleck? No, sir. I wasn't smart aleck a bit. I'm listening to what he's telling me. He said, you're going to drive 30. I'm going to have my blue lights on. I'm following you to your house. I'm pulling up in your driveway. You get out of your car. You get that boy out and you go in the house. And if you ever, I'm talking about if you ever, I ever pull you over and he's not in a car seat, I'll take you to jail. Do you understand me? I said, yes, sir, loud and clear. I waited. He turned his blue lights on. I gave him a thumbs up. Are we ready to go? And he gave me a thumbs up. Up the road we went, running 30. Did you run 32? No, sir. I'm under mercy and I'm under grace. And I don't want him to get on me. Amen. I pull in my driveway. He pulls in behind me. I pull into the carport. He pulls right in behind me. I get right around. He cuts his blue lights off and he leaves. About a month later, we go through a roadblock right out here. She's shaking her head. We go through a roadblock right out here at River Road. And I asked old Steve, he's a state trooper. I asked him, I said, is that so-and-so? He said, yeah. I said, can you get him over here? I need to talk with him. He walked over the car and I said, sir, I owe you a thank you. Not an apology, but a thank you. I thank you that you cleaned my clock that day. I thank you that you told me the truth. But I thank you that you showed me mercy and you showed me grace. I thank you for that. He said, well, let me tell you, preacher, why I am so adamant about a kid being in a car seat. He said, I've seen too many being scraped off the side of the roads where the parents didn't understand, they didn't care, and it was done too late. And he said, I don't want that to happen in your life. Friends, can I say to you tonight, that's what Jesus did on Calvary. He died so we don't have to die. He bled so we don't have to bleed. He got stripes on his back so we don't have to get them on our back. We have mercy and we have grace, and it's obtainable tonight. And I want you to know it's original tonight. When you truly get mercy and you truly get grace, you know when you've received it. Amen. Man, I'm telling you what, when I see that cop time and time again, I always give him utmost of my respect, because he had me, Brother Logan, but he let me go. He had me, but he let me go. Jesus had me, but he let me go. He could have sent me to hell, but he said, by the blood, if you'll just trust in the blood, do what I say, you'll have a home in heaven. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, number one, mercy is obtainable, and mercy is an original for a believer. I know it's hard when you've been done wrong to do what's right, but you've got to do it. This world will not show you any mercy. This world won't show you any mercy, but we're not of the world. You are not of this world. You're a pilgrim passing through if you're a child of God. Matthew chapter number 6, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, you said, preacher, I ain't showing them mercy. I hope they get what they deserve. Listen to me tonight. You be careful with that. You be careful. Here's what he says in Matthew 6, 14 and 15, for if you forgive men their trespasses. If you forgive men, have you ever been trespassed on? Have you ever had somebody walk on you and you thought, man, I don't know, and then something's telling you, you better forgive them. You better not carry that grudge. Here's what he says. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you forgive man, God will forgive you. Amen? Well, look what he says. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. She says, is that serious, preacher? Is that serious? Ephesians 4, 32, the Bible says, and be ye kind one to another. Be kind one to another. It don't take much to be kind, does it? It don't take much to be kind. It don't take much to have a smile on your face, be nice. It don't take much. He says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now, I'm not telling you to get along with them. But I'm telling you, forgive them. There's people I've had to forgive that I know if I get back around and we're going to have, hey, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Yeah. Okay, good. Hey, I just stay my side. They stay their side. I stay in my lane. They stay in their lane. I stay in my race. They stay in their race. I don't try to get in their lane. They don't try to get in my lane. I forgive you. You forgive me. We're good. Let's go. Show them mercy. Show them grace and move on. Tonight, can I say to you, mercy is obtainable for a believer. You can get there. You can get that mercy in your life. Mercy is an original. It can't be duplicated. It's original. You either got it or you don't. But mercy isn't optional for a believer. It isn't optional. You can't choose it or not choose it. If you're a child of God, you have to show mercy. You have to show grace if you're a child of God. Now, sometimes you have to wait till the dust settles. Amen? Sometimes, I mean, I'm not telling you as soon as it happens, you're just a big man all merciful and all gentle and all. I'm not saying that. Sometimes you got to wait till the dust settles and let the Lord speak to you and let him get your attention on it. And then he shows you in the book. Mercy isn't optional for a believer. I wrote down this. Mercy is a must even though mercy isn't common. It's a must even though it's not common. And I wrote this down. Anything that Jesus spoke is a must. Anything. Any command he's given you or he's given I is a must. We don't get to pick and choose what we like and what we don't like. I want to share this with you tonight as we get ready to close. And I put this down. Maybe you go home and read it. It's Luke chapter number 10, verse 30 and 37, talking about the Samaritan. And I want to read this to you. Luke 10, 30 and 37. Now, if you got a pen, I want you to underline just a few words in this that I didn't underline on your paper for you. The Bible says, and Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. This man's done nothing wrong, but he's found himself on bottom. This man's has done nothing wrong, but he's been robbed, he's been thieved, and he's found himself on bottom. And I want you to underline a word in verse 31, and by chance, underline chance. Let me show you what mercy and grace does. Mercy and grace, there's a chance you're going to be able to show it this week. There's going to be a chance. There's going to be an opportunity, if you will, to show somebody mercy and grace. And you're going to know when it comes your way. You're going to know. You can either show them mercy and grace or you don't have to. And by chance, there's a chance, underline that. There came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. You know why the priest passed by on the other side? He didn't want to get involved. Ain't none of my business. I don't want to get in it. I just rather not get in it. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. He did the same. He went off on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, underline this word, he had compassion on him. What did he have on him? Compassion. He had mercy. He showed grace. He got involved and went to him and bound him up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, underline this, take care. Man, you're talking about mercy. You're talking about grace. This man's going to die. And somebody came by, the one that you wouldn't expect. You would expect that priest to get involved. That's what priests should do. They were to get involved in people's lives and help them. You would expect that Levi. He's part of the lineage. You'd expect him to get involved. He's what you call a churchgoer. He knows better. But the old Samaritan, he's a half-breed, if you would. Nobody really got a whole lot to do with him. But when he came by, he looked on him and seen him. And he had compassion. And here's what he said. He said, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Jesus asked him a question. Which one do you think is? And Jesus never left him without answer. And he said unto Jesus, he that showed mercy on him. And then said Jesus unto him, go. Very simple. He didn't try to explain it. He just said, here's your parable. Here's what's going on. Who do you think showed mercy? Who do you think? Who do you want to be like? And he said, that one that showed mercy. And Jesus said, go and do thou likewise. I want to leave this with you. You said, preacher, I don't know when I should be merciful. Be merciful when you got a chance to be. Show mercy when you got a chance. Maybe somebody you don't even know. Show when you got a chance. And when you got a chance, show them compassion. Show them a little compassion. And when you show them a little compassion, take care of them. Is that just not simple Bible? When you got a chance, show them compassion. take care of them, and just continue to do what God's called you to do. Go and do thou likewise. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Folks, tonight, I don't know about you, but I like mercy in my life. I love compassion. I love grace. I love mercy. I love everything. But tonight, I want you to know an attitude of a Christian in order to be able to show a little mercy and a little kindness every once in a while. And I ain't going to lie to you. There's sometimes our buttons get pushed where we don't want to show mercy and we don't want to show kindness. But at the same token, we have an opportunity to show that mercy. We have that opportunity to show that kindness. When I called Mama Hayes this afternoon, Marie, and Brandy called, and she handed me the phone, and I said, "What's going on there, sister?" She said, "Brother BJ, I've made a mess." I said, "Me and you together don't even make a good hole, do we?" She said, "We wouldn't even make a good hole." I said, "I know we wouldn't. We both broke down." And she started laughing on the other end. I said, "Let me tell you what I want to do." She said, "What you want to do?" I said, "I want to pray." So we got to praying there on that phone. And you could hear that woman in her voice. You could just hear thankfulness that somebody showed just a little mercy, a little kindness. Folks, tonight, it don't take much. It just takes a little bit. A little kindness goes a long ways. Amen? So tonight, the fifth beatitude is, be ye merciful. Just be merciful. Show kindness. Show grace. And show mercy. I pray this week God gives you that opportunity. He gives you that chance. He gives you that opportunity to show mercy somewhere. Man, I tell y'all what. Y'all be praying for the church here. We got kids that are getting saved. And we're picking them up and going back and ministering to their families. Ministering to their moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. And man, Lord's doing a work here. We're getting to pour into these kids. We're getting to minister to them. But it don't stop with the kids. Because when you leave there, when they leave here, you go to their home and you minister to them mamas and daddies and mamas and papas. And y'all be praying for them that seeds will be sowed there. And we can have an opportunity to show them a little kindness, a little mercy, a little grace along the way. Father, I love you and I praise you and I glorify you tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you tonight for the mercy that you've showed me time and time again. Lord, I thank you tonight for your love. Lord, I pray tonight that we be a church, not only a church that loves folks, but I pray we be a church that shows a little compassion. Lord, I'm praying tonight for the ones that's over there in that building with them kids. Lord, I know the ones that do the feeding, the ones that do the teaching, the ones that do. Lord, I know. Lord, I know we're picking them up and pouring into them, and I know there's some long days. Lord, I pray we always be able to show a little mercy, a little kindness. Lord, I pray you bless this church. Watch over us. Be with us come here Sunday. Lord God, I pray your spirit be poured out here in a mighty way. Lord, I pray right now for Mama Hayes. Lord God, tomorrow she's got to have that hip worked on. Lord, I pray you touch her, help her. Lord, I pray for my mama. Lord, I pray that they get her fixed and get things worked out there, get her back home. Lord, I thank you for this night. Thank you for the blessings of life. Lord, I'm asking you just touch who needs to be touched. Men, what needs to be men. Help what needs to be helped. We love you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.